This audio is brought to you by State Farm agent Alicia Kozacek, your location agent and good neighbor.
Good morning. It is a little after 9 on the meeting of the Johnson County Board of Commissioners. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The clerk circulated the minutes for the July 2nd meeting. I do have just two simple corrections. In the first paragraph, there should be a comma after Tuesday, comma, July 2nd. And then Resolution 724, it's not a special use tax, it's a specific purpose tax. So I would propose that you approve the minutes with those two small corrections. We love the Oxford comma, and also making sure that that is referred to as a specific purpose tax, not a special use tax. So, Commissioners, what's your pleasure on the minutes?
Make a motion. We approve the minutes with the correction that were made.
Well, second.
There is a motion and a second to approve the amended minutes. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We are at the time on our agenda for final passage of the budget, so I would open us into a budget hearing. At this time, I would welcome any public comment on the proposed budget that was published or the budget hearings that have taken place over the last month. Is there any public comment on the budget? Public comment on the budget. Public comment on the budget. Hearing none, I'm going to go ahead and close public comment, and we can begin to work through the various components to pass the budget. First, before you, Commissioner, are the motions that we need to pass. The first is for 8 mills for the town of Casey after their budget ordinance, 8 mills for the city of Buffalo after their budget resolution, approval of the mill levy for the request for Johnson County School District number 1, and then also the 4 special improvement districts and their request to have the treasurer assess their various levies. So, on the first, for the motion to approve the town of Casey's ordinance and 8 mills.
So moved. Second.
There is a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Motion to approve the city of Buffalo's resolution with 8 mills.
So moved.
There is a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the city of Buffalo's request to levy 8 mills. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Motion to approve the various mill levies with the request of Johnson County School District number 1.
Motion to approve. Second.
There is a motion and a second to approve the school district's mill levies. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Finally, there are 4 special improvement districts. They are the Powder River Irrigation District, Dull Knife Irrigation District, North Fork Irrigation District, and the Crazy Woman Watershed Improvement District. I do believe we can approve those in a block as the four assessments. I see our treasurer here, and I don't think she'd object to that. Okay, is there a motion to approve the special assessments for the improvement districts?
Make the motion to approve the special assessments for the improvement districts.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. First order of business is adoption of the Johnson County Library budget. The library requested $560,920.01. The budget approved was $479,982, which would result in a mill levy of 1.169 to support the museum. Excuse me, the library.
So moved.
There is a motion.
And a second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the mill levy request for the library, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The next is the Jim Gatcher Museum. The museum requested $283,249.83. They were approved for $250,000, which equates to a mill levy of 0.609. Commissioners, what's your pleasure?
Move to approve.
There is a motion and a second to approve the mill levy for the Jim Gatchell Museum. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Finally, you have the request for the Johnson County Fair. Total request was $479,000. The approved was $375,000 for a mill levy of 0.914. What's your pleasure on the mill levy request for the Johnson County Fair?
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Hearing any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. That brings us then to Resolution 725. This is a resolution to transfer funds for the 2024-2025 budget. Now, therefore, be it resolved that in accordance with 16-4-112 and 16-4-113 of the Wyoming Compiled Statutes of 1977, the following necessary funds and transfers for the fiscal year 2024-25 budget year. From the Johnson County General Fund in the amount of $16,162.10 to the Johnson County Youth Camp Fund Reserve in the amount of $16,162.10. From the Harold Gerard Park memberships in the amount of $5,710 to the Harold Gerard Park Reserve in the amount of $5,710. From the Johnson County Library Maintenance Reserve in the amount of $63,300 to the Library Operations and Maintenance Account in the County General Fund in the amount of $60,300. And from the Lake DeSmit Perpetual Fund in the amount of $500,000 to the Lake DeSmit Lighter Ditch North Access Fund in the amount of $500,000. And finally, the Lake DeSmit Rec Department Camp Reserve in the amount of $14,595.01 to the Lake DeSmit Rec Department Reserve in the amount of $14,595.01 for total changes in the amount of $599,767.11 dated this 9th day of July, 2025.
I got one thing to add.
Yes.
When you read to the library, you said 60,000, not 60.
I appreciate that, Commissioner Shelley. Yes. $63,300 from the Library Maintenance Reserve to the Library O&M in the General County for $63,300.
I make a motion we approve Resolution 725.
I'll second that.
There is a motion and a second. I would, just for the benefit of the public, you will notice a slight name change in the Lake District Rec Department. That was previously referred to as the Meixel Potts Recreation Area, but in anticipation of the opening of the North Access Point, which will be both run under the same budget, we did amend that name to reflect the larger recreational opportunities at Lake DeSmet. So it's still the same fund. Those are still the camping fees that are collected out there. It just has a new name to reflect the new mission. So any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The resolution to provide necessary income to finance the county. Resolution 726. Whereas on the 9th day of July 2024, the board adopted a county budget for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2025. General county fund in the amount of $49,940,665.69. For the Fair Board, $375,000, the County Museum, $250,000, County Library, $479,652, for a total of $51,045,317.69. And whereas after deducting all other cash and estimated revenue, it is necessary that the following amounts be raised by general taxation, and in order to raise such sums of money, it is necessary that levies be made for the 2024-25 fiscal year. General county funds, $3,819,694, or 9.308 mils. For the Fair Board, $375,000, or 0.914. County Museum, $250,000, or 0.609. County Library, $479,652, or 1.169, for a total of $4,924,346, or 12 mils. Now be resolved by the Board of County Commissioners, and the foregoing levies are made for the 2024-2025 fiscal year ending June 30th, 2025, dated this 9th day of July.
I move to approve resolution 726.
I'll second that.
There is a motion to approve resolution 726 to provide the necessary income to finance the budget. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution for appropriations. Appropriations Resolution 727. Whereas on the 9th day of July, the county clerk, the budget making authority, prepared and submitted to the board a county budget for the 2024-2025 fiscal year ending June 30th, 2025. Whereas such budget was duly entered at large upon the records of this board, and a copy therefore was made available for public inspection at the office of the county clerk. And whereas notice of a public hearing on such budget together with the summary of said budget was published in the Buffalo Bulletin, a legal newspaper published and of general circulation in the county, the 3rd day of July 2024, and published on the Johnson County website on July 8, 2024. Whereas a public hearing was held on such budget at the time and place specified in and said, at which time all interested parties were given an opportunity to be heard. And whereas following such public hearings, certain alterations and revisions were made in such proposed budgets, all of which more fully appear in the minutes of this board. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of County Commissioners and the county budget, as so revised and altered, be adopted the official county budget for the 2024-2025 fiscal year ending June 30th, 2025. Be it further resolved that the following appropriations for the fiscal year 2024-2025 fiscal year ending June 30th, 2025. And that the expenditures of each officer, department, or spending agency be limited to the amount therein appropriated. Dated this 9th day of July, 2024. From the general fund, for the county commissioners, $192,965. The county clerk, $435,472.82. The county treasurer, $305,000. $467.87. The county assessor, $383,212.32. The county sheriff, $1,449,073.69. The county attorney, $462,186.20. Jail operations, $1,745,620.40. The county coroner, $139,802. Circuit court, $1,000. County agent and extension, $102,826.07. The clerk of district court, $383,341.92. Annex A and other county buildings, $861,215.30. Road and bridge, $3,957,048.56. Public health, $226,901.84. Elections, $104,704.42. Mental health, health officer, $1,000. Other county general accounts, $3,037,802.50. Harold Girard Park, $119,049.32. Lake DeSmet Recreation, $66,756.65. Planning, $149,760.85. Fire Warden, $22,307.60. Emergency Management, $91,495.60. Information Technology, $261,100. Computer Budget, $604,775.84. The Airport, $145,170. Juvenile and Justice Services, $60,000. The Justice Center, $210,790.14. Johnson County Justice Office, $107,140.30. Lake DeSmet Operations, $129,436.73. Capital Improvements, $135,000, for a total sub-operating budget of Johnson County in the amount of $15,892,423.94. With reserves, $25,104,506.87. Perpetual funds of $6,733,770.88, with $375,000 for the fair, $479,982 for the library, $250,000 for the museum, for a total general county requirements of $48,835,683.69. With grants overseen by Johnson County, 1% sales and use tax, $2,473,126.14. Emergency 911 fund, $140,000. Emergency management grant, $73,029.61. The county road fund, $1,950,000. Drug court, $72,352.96. Best beginnings, $6,750. Family planning, $29,362.40. Emergency preparedness all hazards grant, $111,000. TANF grant, $7,500. Reels airport grant, $25,967.90. Prevention grant, $111,616. Forest Reserve Title III, $8,880.01. COVID Outreach, $34,757.90. County Health Officer Grant, $10,000. Gambling Prevention and Treatment Grant, $7,820.51. Community Juvenile Services Grant, $25,000. Victim Witness Grant, $96,233. HLS Mobile Command Trailer Radio Grant, $5,810 $6,000.41. Homeland Security Joint Information Grant, $6,976.81. National Opioid Settlement Grant, $88,993.84. Forest Reserve Title I for Rural Addressing, $10,549.70. Roden Bridge, that is a duplicate. South Target Crowd Control Grant, $1,684.30. TANF CPI Phase 2, $61,000. Facilities Repair and Restoration Grant, $1,950,000. Motor Grader Fund, $119,393.95. And finally, the Airport Seal Coat Grant, $99,715.50. For a total of $7,627,520.94.
Is there a correction?
Yeah, we got to take that $100,000, so $7,527,000.
$527,000, yes. Dated this 9th day of July, 2024. Commissioners, what's your pleasure?
Move to approve.
Appropriations Resolution 727.
Move to approve Appropriation Resolution 727.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 728. Separate mill levies for the special districts. For the Cemetery District, 1 mill. Clear Creek Conservation District, 1 mill. Johnson County Hospital, 3 mills. Johnson County Fire District Number 1, 1.5 mills. Johnson County Solid Waste District, 1 mill. Senior Center Service District, 1 mill. Powder River Conservation District, 1 mill. Powder River Fire District, 3 mills. Rural Healthcare, 2 mills. Johnson County Weed and Pest, 1 mill. Johnson County Weed and Pest Leafy Spurge, 1 mill. Now be it resolved by the Board of County Commissioners, the following levies are made for the 2024-2025 fiscal year ending June 30th, 2025, dated this 9th day of July, 2024.
Make a motion to approve Resolution 728.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve Resolution 728. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Finally, is Resolution 729 to amend the 2023-2024 budget. Now, therefore, be it resolved that in accordance with Article 16.4-113, the following county budgets be increased by resolution. From the County General Fund in the amount of $21,452.55 to $426, Public Health, to correct a budget deficit in the amount of $21,452.55. From the County General Fund to $470, Justice Center, to correct a budget deficit in the amount of $34,124.97 for a total of $55,577.52, approved contingent on final advertising July 18th, 2024, dated this 9th day of July, 2024.
Move to approve Budget Resolution 729.
There is a motion to approve Budget Resolution 729. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Madam Deputy Clerk, is there additional budget items that you need transacted in the budget hearing?
No.
Okay. Hearing no further budget items, I'm going to go ahead and close the budget hearing and bring this back into regular order. I do believe the first item on our agenda is a catering permit. This, you'll see we have a letter from the town of KC approving Taylor's Invasion Bar to have a catering permit at the Johnson County Fairgrounds for the Longmire Days Rodeo, dated July 18th of 2024. Permission request was received and approved from the KC Town Hall on July 3rd, 2024. Madam Deputy Clerk, it looks like all fees have been paid and all paperwork is in order.
Yes.
All right. Commissioners, before you is a request for a catering permit for Taylor's Invasion Bar for the Longmire Rodeo.
Move to approve the Taylor Invasion Bar malt beverage or alcohol beverage permit.
I have a motion to approve the catering permit for Taylor's Invasion Bar. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, if you will turn to your folders, it's actually going to be your last tab. This is the annual compensation agreement with the University of Wyoming for cooperative extension to pay for our 4-H youth development specialists. That's, as you know, Bryce McKenzie, who does a wonderful job. We pay a portion of his salary and benefits to the University of Wyoming. It's a 50-50 split. Our portion of the payment is $24,906. It is split out over four quarterly payments in the amount of $6,226.50. Mr. Ruby, I believe you had an opportunity, or Mr. Craig had an opportunity, to approve or review this annual compensation agreement between Johnson County and the University of Wyoming.
We did, yes. Everything's in order.
Okay. Commissioners, what's your pleasure on the annual compensation agreement for cooperative extension?
Motion to approve the annual compensation agreement.
All right, I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded to approve the annual compensation agreement. Any discussions or questions for the county attorney on this agreement? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve? We got a motion. I'm sorry, we need to vote. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. My apologies. I'm still battling this cold. County Attorney Ruby, you also have before us a juvenile services contract. Can you walk the commissioners through what this is and what your office does with these funds?
Yes, this is a contract that we enter into every 2 years with the Department of Family Services. This is for Fund 58. This is what runs our Goomer Services, which specifically is our mentor program that we run through the Johnson County Justice Office. It's a two-year grant. It's funded at $50,000. We spoke about this during a budget hearing. They have not increased that amount from the state for some time. The hope is that they will. But it is what it is presently. It's split up between 2 years. If we don't use whatever we don't use in the first year, carries over to the next year. So we budgeted $25,000 for this year to give us $25,000 for the next year, and that's set out in my budget for Fund 58. This is the standard contract that we sign every 2 years to be able to enable us to use those funds. And these are entirely state funds. They're not funds that we have to do in kind matches, which we more than make up for on various other things that we do, and so. We're in compliance with this grant. We've had it for a long time, and I would ask the commissioners, I've looked at it, like I said, it's the same thing that we've done. I'd ask the commissioners to go ahead and sign this to authorize us to be able to get payment so that we can continue to operate that program.
All right. So before you is an agreement with the Wyoming Department of Family Services and Johnson County. It is in $50,000. Commissioners, what's your pleasure?
Mm-hmm.
Move to approve the contract between the Wyoming Department of Family Services and St. Johnson County.
I'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor of approving the contract with the Wyoming Department of Family Services, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And I believe, Mr. Ruby, this just has to be signed by the chair. It doesn't have to be attested or signed by you, so we will get this signed today and returned to the Department of Family Services.
Perfect. Thank you.
It does clear the desk of any items that I had on the agenda. Madam Clerk, did you have additional business you needed us to transact today?
No.
Okay. Mr. Ruby, any additional business?
No, thank you.
Ms. Kenyon, any additional business?
No, sir. Thank you.
All right. That brings us to a time of public comment. I will make one announcement before that. Because there are five Tuesdays in this month, the commissioners will meet next on the 22nd. At 9 o'clock in the chambers.
23rd, sorry.
23rd, I see. Yes, it was a day off. We will meet the 23rd. Brings us into a time of public comment. Is there any public comment? I wish, Bob. Unfortunately, no. Is there any public comment? Hearing none. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? There is no discussion on it. That is not a debatable motion. So, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned.
This audio was brought to you by State Farm agent Alicia Kozacek, your location agent and good neighbor.